learning a block. On top of the page. So we're talking about somebody claims that they lost their shtar chayv. And Ulim said, yes, we remember writing it and signing it. Do we compose him another one? So we say that a shtar havo, we don't compose him another one because we're scared that he was going to use it, produce it a second time. But a shtar met chamemche, we'll write, provided that there's no responsibility taken so that the vendor cannot be cheated. Even when it comes to buying and selling, and Kaisim will write a second one. Why not? Because they will soon see, according to Shimon Gamliel, the moment you give back the contract, maybe the reason why they lost is they gave back the contract. According to Shimon Gamliel, the moment you gave back the contract, the property goes with it. So you gave back the property to the vendor and you got your money back. Then you produce a second shtar and you say, hey, you sold it to me. And you'll cheat the guy. However, according to Chachamim, giving back to, even if the reason why you lost the country, give it back to the vendor, doesn't mean the property goes back to him unless you make a kinyan to give it back to him. So what are we concerned about? And if there's no achrayis, he can't cheat anybody else. He can't say, oh, the property was taken from me and therefore go to Lokei, hey, reimburse me. Give to your friend, returns the shtar. Chazra matanosa, the matana goes back with the shtar. The Chachamim matanosa kayam, the matana remains where it put. You said you can give him another shtar as long as it does not mention anywhere there that he'll get compensated if he gets taken away. I say, oh, my time, what's the reason? You don't write two contracts on one property. What happened about Chayv? Go and seize the property once. And then the Lekeach who lost the property will produce the shtar. And he will go to, look, I lost my property. So he'll go to the Kuhze, you have to reimburse me. The borrower, he doesn't have the money to pay me back. So you guys bought properties after the date, you have to reimburse me. Fine, so what's the problem? Then, he'll make a deal about Chayv. So you know what, we can do a deal here. Shayfli, wait a little bit. The Eikum Bay, that I can stay in this property. I seized that property back. A new property I got. Then come back and ask for the money a second time. A couple of years later, nobody's going to remember you got paid back. Then I'll produce the other shtar and I will collect, get reimbursed again, and we'll split the property. You'll go get the lekuchas another time. Says the Gemara, I don't understand how you worry about it. The key with the Quran, the shtar, the marvel, the only time you pay back a loan is if the shtar of the marvel is ripped up. So how could the Baal Chayv collect a second time? My Hadda Tarifle, how is he going to collect a second time? Because the lekuchas, you come to, well, he said to you, you paid a loan, show us that there was a loan. Show us that you have a star marvel with you. He came in the Quran, didn't rip it up. But Amar Anachah called Tirfud the Kosebe. If any time you grab, it doesn't say in the Quran in the star of the marvel, we ripped up the star of the marvel. You have to have Adam saying that, look, you guys took the money away from me and I ripped up the star of the marvel. If it doesn't say that, Lav Tirfi, cannot grab. Called Drachte the Kosebe Quran, the Tirfud Lav Drachte. The announcement you make, it doesn't mention it. It's not Drachte. Choshumud the Kosebe Quran, Drachte Lav Shumhi. So all of these things, we don't trust that there's no other stars floating around. So they have to say, we ripped up the star. We're scared that the second time, the Baal Chayv is not coming. The deal made Baal Chayv is the second time not to come about a loan. You're right, he can't claim the loan twice. But the second time, he'll come and say, this property used to belong to my father. He'll make some fictitious story up that this second time he'll come not as Baal Chayv, but as a rightful owner of the property, claiming that he used to own the property, as Adam used to own the property. And the vendor who sold the property to Lekeach was a ganef. And this Lekeach will give him the property, and he won't have to rip up any shtaris, no shtaris here. And therefore, you're worried about, you're concerned that he'll say to the guy, wait around a little bit, a few years, and then you'll collect a second time. But hey, why aren't you worried to keep the nocket to the shtaris, since he's holding up to shtaris? Let's say he only took it once. He'll go to Reuven, a buyer, and he'll go to Shimon, a buyer. One guy lives in this city, lives in that city, and he'll show them, I ripped up the shtar, give him a property. You bought, look at the date of your contract, is after my loan. And the guy in the other city won't know that the guy in Melbourne already reimbursed this guy for the property. I'll go to more at the same time.
He sold it to different people.
Yeah, the Leva sold 20 properties to 20 different people, so I'll go to two different ones of them. And because I have two shtars in my hand, I can do that. So the Gemara, Im Kane, if so, an official Baladinin, it'll be two. Wherever you go to, it doesn't go easy. There's always a fight. So now there'll be two fights. They start talking before you know it, word gets around. Why don't we write him a second shtar? Now, what are you worried about? That you're going to go and take and collect the field twice. Let's write a receipt to the meicher. Let's write a receipt to the meicher. That what? Can allow the absolutely any stock coming out on this particular property is possible. The bar, I mean, the yevig bismana, unless it has this particular date on it. Amru. So therefore, if he produces the other star, it was not a problem because we have he has a receipt in his hand, the meicher, that the only star evidence, the only star that he ever gave on this property to Reuven was this particular star dated X date. So if the guy finds his original star that's dated 3 months earlier, it's not a proper star. So he has no right to go. You want to go to my other lekuchas? What happens when you go to other lekuchas? The first thing they do is you go running to the seller. Hey, what's going on here? We're about to lose the property. He'll pull out a thing and says, no one has the right to take a property from you. That guy here, he took one property. He has another star. I have right here a contract saying that the only star that's valid is the star date, the other star that I use, not this one here.
He uses them the other way around. He uses the old one first and doesn't say that.
It doesn't matter. But so the Kalyach will say, that star isn't good. Whichever one, first or second. I'm Ruben, I'm going to give you a pop-up. I'm going to come back to the Yashi. For me to learn out. And Kaisu and Shaibu, for me to learn out, according to opinions, there's two opinions whether you buy receipts. It's not fair to ask the vendor to have to retain a receipt because then he has to watch it all the time. Amaluhu, with a love, Dafka. Rabashi says, but Alma, perhaps Kaisu and Shaibu, you know why you don't do it here? But Hocha, high time, you know why we don't just rely on a receipt to the Moichir and give the guy a second start. The Dilma Ozel Balchoy, the Torah, the Lekeach. The Balchoy might go and collect from Lekeach, but Ozel leave the Torah, the Kuchas, and then he will turn around to them, the one who lost the field and go and turn the Kuchas. The Shoivet Gabi Lekuchas Leka. The Lekuchas don't have the receipt, and therefore the Lekuchas might not go to the vendor, and how are they going to protect themselves? We need to protect the Lekuchas. That's why we will not give him a second start, and if we do, we'll make sure that the Chreis is not in this, so he cannot go to Lekuchas. Freddy Motor Soif said, Lekuchas Lav Amori the Arahodri. Doesn't, like I just told you, what happens when the guy goes to the kayak and says, hey, give me the money? Won't they both run into the vendor and say, hey, what's going on here? Didn't you pay him or something? Says, you know what? Had the hochi for two answers. Either had the hochi v'hochi shamid v'ochoped, you're right. First thing he does, he goes to Bezin, he'll seize it, and then they go running, clamoring to the vendor. By the time they get to the vendor, they invite him, a month or two might go by. Meanwhile, he ate up all the produce. That's problem number one. So we need to protect him straight away. That's why we're not giving him a second shot. Inami or l'lekeach shaloi b'achrayes. We're talking about that the lekeach does not get compensated, so he won't run back to the Bala boss because he gets no compensation. Freddy Gemara, if that's the idea, that we're worried about a second stock. Ihochi, story halva nami. The story halva, also why are we writing it? So you're telling me we don't write a receipt by story mekach because we're scared the lekeach won't go running back to the Bala boss. So why did you say by according to that you do write receipts? We said by that you're saying lo'ilim we write receipts, but not in this case here by a second star in the case of a sale. So why do you write receipts by halva? Why are we worried that the same thing that the guy will go running to lekuchas and taking fields and lekuchas don't run back to the balabas? There's no protection for them. Says the Gemara, or at least within Noach Reis, and the lekuchas can lose out. Hossam the Zuzi Masik, the borrower, this lender is coming to seize property. He borrowed money, and they expect the lawyer to pay back with money. If he comes to seize property, they're going to make a big fuss. Say, hey, how do we know he didn't pay back his money? What you really deserve is money. We're second choice land. Amri Faisa Balchay Bezuzi. We believe the Balchay already paid you up, so therefore we'll go to. You're not taking anything from us. He'll be sorted out with the Balabasi. What happened? They won't give him the karka. Till they go to the leiva and say, did you pay him cash or not? Because that's really what he should be paid. Hocha the Ara Masik over here. What's the in the case of a sale? And he's saying, let's say that it's my property or something. May the yodid demand the Masik Ara Bezula Mefayim. If it's his property and he's coming to claim it, for example, over here in our case over here, the buyer, the Reuven says, I just lost my property to a lender. He's the one we're worried about. He'll go and collect lechuchas. What did he lose? He didn't lose money. He lost a property. So therefore, he has a right to collect a property. So they wouldn't think that the Bala boss already paid him with money because the first port of call would be, I lost a property. I don't want my money back. I want a property. So therefore, they wouldn't run to the Bala boss. Amamai said before, you write a star, but you don't mention at all anything about compensation. Hey, Chikasvinan, how do you write that? We had a machlekes, a mayor and the chachamim, whether achray is toy sefer. Do you have to actually insert a clause in the contract saying that we are going I'm guaranteeing you this property I sold you, or you don't have to give such a guarantee or a guarantee because it's automatic. Achray is toy sefer. A sefer, whether you wrote it or not, doesn't make a difference because nobody would buy it with the right mind without having some kind of insurance policy in place. Oh, so it sounds like from here, chutz melachrayis, it sounds like that you're saying there's no achrayis. How do you say there's no achrayis? By leaving it out, or you have to actually say something? Amar Nachman, the kasli hachi, you actually have to say something. Shtara dinan, you have to spell out. No, the deleting is not enough. If the shtara dinan, this shtar, the loy lemigbele, is not meant to be collected with. Loy mim shabadi, loy mim bnei chari. That you cannot collect with this shtar not from shabadim and not from bnei charim. The land I'm selling here that should stay in the remain in the hand of the kech. But if you lose it, I'm not compensating him at all. Amar Rav from Zayis Meir, here we learn out. No, I'm not giving any compensation, whether it's from my own money, whether it's from people who bought from me. This guy has no compensation. Amar Rav, from the fact that you have to spell all that out, Zayis Meir, from here to Kudai, that Achray is Toy Sefer. That achrayis, even if it doesn't mention the contract, automatically is insurance policy. Because if you have to insert it, then just by leaving it out, that's enough. What if they write this whole pulpit for? Talking about the cause of hachi. The only reason is why he wrote this elaborate clause. Halai cause of hachi, gabi. But if you wouldn't have written this, gabi, you would collect. Comes along Rav Ashi and says, lav davka. Achrayis lav toy sefer. Achrayis is not toy sefer. I, the Braisa says, chutz achrayis. My chutz achrayis. Achray is not toy safer. If it doesn't mention the word achray is in the shtar, maybe taka there's no insurance policy. So what do you mean the brayza chutz machray shaboy? The lekasi be achray. I mean simply, you didn't write the word achray. Simple. So the brayza doesn't say it's an elaborate scheme. You say it's an elaborate scheme because you hold achray toy safer. I hold that you have to write insurance policy in the contract if you want it to be activated. Thursday gemara. Who eats a woman? The other Zuzal Gabriel is a woman who gave money to this person, Lemis bin La'ara, to purchase for her land. Ozal, he went, Zovno, he bought property, Shaloi Bachrais, didn't mention insurance at all in the land. Asil, she was upset because she wanted a property that had an insurance policy. Gave it up Nachman, Amalei said, Litkune Shadati Lalavsi, I sent the Shalek to help me, not to make things worse for me. Zeal Zovna Minesha Loy Bachrayis, Vahada Zovna Nela Bachrayis. He told the Shliach, you go now buy the property with Achrayis, with insurance. You buy it, and then you sell it. You buy it without insurance. But you then turn around and sell it to the woman with insurance. You bought a property without insurance, right? You're not the buyer. You pay the money for it, and you turn around and sell it to the woman with insurance. That's what she asked you to do. But first, you already talked with Chayda, the whole sale should fall through. So the shliach bought it on her behalf, and he didn't follow instructions. So Mekatos. So the answer, but he never told the vendor, I sell with a chreis. So as far as the vendor is concerned, the sale is a sale because you asked for a property. You didn't mention a word about insurance, and this follows Rav Ashi says that insurance is something you have to speak about. Otherwise, there's no automatic insurance. So therefore, the sale is a sale. But you cheated this woman, so therefore you need to turn around and give her insurance. You're the vendor now.
So the shliach bought it from the woman.
He bought it on behalf of the woman from another guy. Her instruction was buy me with a property with an insurance.
That's it. The
The money you gave to the vendor that you gave the woman, you buy it off the woman as if you bought it. Or a lot of times to buy it off the woman, she never bought it. This is not what she's interested in. So you're the buyer, really. And now turn around and sell it to her with a chreis. Rashbag, you said before, Shimon says, if I give you a gift, through give Shimon a gift, the hechzer shtar, if Shimon just returns the contract, chazem matanosa, that matana goes back with it. Chachamim say matanosa kayem, matana exists. My time at Rashbag, Omer Abbas, Abbas says, nasa, perhaps, it becomes like, Oimele, he says to him, sada zuna sunaloch, kozman shashab yachaz, if I made a condition, kozman, you own the shtar, you have the property. The moment you return the shtar to the vendor, or to the donor, you no longer have the property. If that's the case, and every time you lose a shtar, the property should go back to its original owner. If it was stolen or lost, nami, you should lose the property. You're telling me that the property is mine, kozman, I have the contract. We had earlier on where the words can be sold with mesida. We had in the Meichel Abayis, if you sell, I give you a shtar, is the shtar itself sold just by giving it to you, or do I have to write a shtar on a shtar?
So Rashbag saw about Oysen, he would say, the moment I give you a star, you're kind of the star. So therefore, when I give the star back to the owner, he's kind of the star. And what's written on the star? The property. So the property goes back to the owner. But Abonis Savri ain't Oysen Niknim Asidah. That the star is not kind of just with words. You got to make a special kinyan. So if he gave the star back, the property does not go back with the star.
Why would it go back to the original?
You gave him the star back.
Oh, if you,
no, that's why if you lose it, you don't. No, that's why he doesn't. We're scared. The reason why Hashem says we're scared, the reason why you claim you lost it is because we're scared you maybe gave the star back to the original owner. So the property is no longer yours. But then if we'll write you a new star, you'll go around saying, hey, I bought it a second time from the guy. I gave it back to him 6 months ago, but I bought it. I have today's date on the star. And so on and so forth. Okay. If I have two ways of proving that the property belongs to mine, first of all, I have a contract. Second of all, I have a chazaka for the years. Is nida mishtar? Let's view. Let's look at the star. Let's somebody's complaining that this claiming the field is not mine, and I could prove it's mine either through a star or chazaka. Which is better? So we say the Rebbe says better the star. Shmuel says chazaka, better the chazaka. This very point, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which will be exactly the opposite before. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Ain oisis niknim mesira." Shimon says that the oisis not koyin mesira. Therefore, you need ede chazaka to prove that the field is yours. And since the other guy told me make a chazaka and have edim that I made a kinya chazaka. No, when you say chazaka, we don't mean only 3 years. We know it's a kinya chazaka. Since I have edim, I made a kinya chazaka. And he told me to make a chazaka, so therefore chazaka is better than shtar. But Rebbe saw oisius niktis b'mesira. Rebbe holds no oisius a kind of mesira, and therefore that's the most best way. Omele bayabai says it means punfaketa before. You came plukta le demar. You're arguing with my teacher Rabbi who learned punfaketa before. He learned a thing. The little one holds oisius nikt mesira. Omele v'tiflok. No, I can't argue with you, Rebbe. Omele hachikam aminloch. Masnit lemetratzna. There's no other way of learning pshat in our mission of Shimon Gamliel. Why? That if you give a matana back, why it says if you give a matana back, the property goes back. Unless you learn that Oys is Nikim Mesida. Im Kain Kasha of Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel. Elamad by Hochem, my skin, really holds Oys is Nikim Mesida. So how come Shimon Gamliel here holds if you have a star and a chazok? It's better, Shimon Gamliel holds better the chazok. And the reason, only reason we can come up with it because he holds a star is Ain Oys is Nikim Mesida. No. Kigain Shinim to Etma Kodav Apostle. Maybe it's a whole different machlekes altogether if one of them is found a cut of a puzzle, which opens up a whole new sugya, which we'll see tomorrow, since most of the guys are not here.